very important to start realizing how we are set up so that we can change our attitudes, definitions, and expectations of romantic relationships into ones that are more functional, into ones that can help us start learning how to approach love and romance in healthier ways. Once we start letting go of feeling responsible for something we were powerless over, letting go of the false guilt and toxic shame about our mistakes and failures in romance, then we can start to learn how to take healthy risks and make better choices. It is better to love and lose than never love, but we need to change what we are expecting from love and romance in order to even have a chance of being able to start learning how to have an interdependent relationship that can work for us. When I'm speaking, I sometimes say, hey, there are things that I've written in ways that I like so much that I quote myself. One of the main sayings of mine that I quote and have used in my writing for years is, romantic relationships are the greatest arena for spiritual and emotional growth available to us. In making that statement, I'm stating a truth that it is vital to awaken to. If you want to have a chance to have a romantic relationship that works for you and a partner. So, it was pretty easy when I started putting this book together to pick a title.